Weyburn. The Canadian healthcare system is facing some big challenges right now, more so in large urban centers, but it's no less important in smaller rural areas or smaller cities like Weyburn. The national newscasts are filled with reports of overcrowded hospitals and ERs, and people having difficulties being treated. In part, the healthcare system is still feeling the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, which stretched the resources and strength of healthcare workers over the past 2 years. This was exacerbated by many families and individuals being hit by the flu this season, along with a severe shortage of cold medications, including for children who were being hit by bad colds and the flu. Thus, it is good timing in Weyburn that there are measures being taken to help out. For example, Southeast College just welcomed 5 new international students, their first group, and all are enrolled in the Continuing Care Aid program. The students expressed a desire to get into the medical field, and more than one said they would love to continue further in the profession. In addition, Weyburn will soon be seeing activity on 5th Avenue North, as the city's new acute care hospital is slated to begin construction in the coming months. Wright Construction, the company that built the Legacy Park School and the Credit Union Spark Center facilities, has been chosen to be the contractor for the new hospital. Granted, it will take some time for the new healthcare facility to be built, but once it's constructed and is up and running, it will provide the utmost in healthcare for Weyburn and the surrounding region for many years to come. There is no easy answer to all of the demands for something to be done to improve healthcare services, as it comes down to trained personnel. It takes time for doctors, nurses, medical technologists, and paramedics to be trained and put into position. There are many vacancies to fill as the pandemic took a heavy toll, and many professionals left their positions as they were burned out and stretched thin as they worked through the long days of dealing with COVID. When there is such a heavy toll on a worldwide scale, it will take a long time for full recovery, as most every province and country is facing the same crisis. At the local level, residents can be supportive of those in the healthcare professions, thanking them for their many hours of service to keep everyone as healthy as possible. Those who are considering entering the healthcare world should also be encouraged to step up and start the process if they haven't already done so, and with patience, we can get through this.